You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines. Hey, OmniTalk fans, don't miss the Shop Talk Fall launch special. Save up to 40% on your ticket if you register by this Friday. Visit fall.shoptalk.com for more info.
Headline one comes to us from CNBC. Fast food workers in California employed by chains with over 60 national locations are now earning $20 per hour, exceeding the state's minimum wage of $16 per hour. This increase, mandated by a state law passed in September, is prompting other businesses, including those not directly targeted by the law, to consider raising their wages to remain competitive in the shifting labor market. The law affects over 500,000 fast food workers in the state and comes amid a broader trend of rising wages and labor shortages in various industries. While some businesses have responded by cutting jobs or raising prices, others believe the wage hike could benefit both workers and the economy by attracting talent back to the restaurant industry and injecting more money into local economies. Additionally, the law's passage in California may pave the way for similar wage increases in other states, as advocacy groups like the Service Employees International Union push for higher pay for fast food workers nationwide. Headline 2 comes to us from Payments Dive. Amazon is reportedly discontinuing its Just Walkout checkout system, which allows customers to pay without a cashier at its Amazon Fresh grocery stores. Instead, the company will introduce smart shopping carts for a frictionless checkout experience. The decision comes as Amazon faces challenges with the cost and adoption of the technology, despite initially expanding its use, including at Whole Foods stores. Amazon stated that customer feedback indicated a desire for additional features like finding deals and viewing receipts in real time, which the smart shopping carts will provide. Headline 3 comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. The United States Postal Service has chosen United Parcel Service, or as many of us know it, UPS, as its primary partner for air cargo transportation, ending a contract with FedEx that had lasted over 20 years. The new agreement between UPS and USPS, set to commence in late September and extend at least through March 2030, will involve UPS handling domestic air transportation for USPS's First Class Mail, Priority Mail Express, and Priority Mail. The decision comes after unsuccessful negotiations between FedEx and USPS to extend their contract. USPS's move reflects its efforts to optimize its transportation network and cut costs, including reducing reliance on air transportation and diverting more parcels to ground delivery. The loss of the USPS contract represents a revenue setback for FedEx, which had received billions annually from USPS for its services. FedEx had been working on renegotiating the contract, but will now focus on streamlining operations and cutting costs in response to the contract loss. As a result of this development, FedEx shares fell over 3% in trading, while UPS shares experienced a slight decline. Headline 4 comes to us from Chain Store Age. Furniture Affair, a Phoenix-based retailer specializing in discounted model home and designer showroom furnishings, has launched its new e-commerce website on April 1st. The online platform offers a curated selection of designer furniture with prices claimed to be 40% to 80% below competitors' rates. The site features a rotating selection of products sourced from home builders and designer showrooms, ensuring a regularly changing assortment. Customers can browse detailed product listings accompanied by images and descriptions, with all items available for pickup within 24 hours and a flexible 7-day return policy. Sarah Martinez, owner of Furniture Affair, expressed excitement about offering customers the convenience of shopping from home. The move towards e-commerce aligns with broader industry optimism, as indicated by the e-commerce business sentiment study from Commerce Next and Forrester Research, which found positive revenue prospects and increased digital investment among surveyed executives. Furniture Affair's expansion into online retail reflects a strategic response to evolving consumer preferences and market trends. Headline 5 comes to us from Jason Del Rey at Fortune. Amazon has decided to temporarily halt the implementation of a controversial new fee that was set to be imposed on hundreds of thousands of its merchants starting April 1st. The fee, known as the low inventory fee, will still be charged to affected sellers, but they will be credited back at the end of April. This grace period, termed a transition period by Amazon, aims to provide sellers with insight into how the fee would impact them without immediately affecting their finances. Dharmesh Mehta, a vice president at Amazon, announced this decision on LinkedIn, citing feedback from sellers expressing uncertainty about the fee's impact on their businesses. The low inventory fee targets sellers who fail to consistently maintain sufficient inventory levels in Amazon's warehouses. While some sellers expressed relief and gratitude for the temporary reprieve, others continued to criticize both the fee itself and the rollout process. Alongside the low inventory fee, Amazon also introduced new inbound placement fees for U.S. sellers who do not distribute their inventory across at least 4 different Amazon warehouses. The introduction of these new fees has sparked widespread discontent among Amazon sellers, who contribute the majority of the goods sold on the platform globally. The Federal Trade Commission has reportedly begun investigating the anticipated impact of these fees, reflecting growing concerns within the seller community. Amazon's revenue from seller fees amounted to $140 billion last year, representing a substantial portion of its overall revenue. With the addition of these new fees, Amazon's share of seller sales is expected to exceed 50% for certain merchants, further fueling dissatisfaction among sellers. Some sellers view the new fees as unfair, particularly when combined with existing charges for storing excess inventory. The complexity of navigating these fees, especially for sellers of seasonal products, has exacerbated concerns about their economic impact. In response to these challenges, some sellers are exploring alternative fulfillment options, such as storing and shipping products independently or using Amazon's alternative warehousing service, Amazon Warehousing and Distribution, which promises to waive certain fees. However, these options may come with trade-offs, such as the inability to qualify for Amazon Prime shipping, posing further dilemmas for sellers seeking to balance cost-effectiveness with service quality.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.